You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certifications and how we'll get you there. If you want to build products customers love, you need to spend time connecting with their problems. That's where Dovetail can help. Dovetail enables product managers to identify themes, patterns, and insights in their customer interviews, helping them to make better, data-informed decisions about what solutions they should build next. Organizations the world over, like Atlassian, Canva, Nielsen Norman Group, Datadog, GitLab, Sketch, and Deloitte, use Dovetail to build better products. Dovetail is free for as long as you need. Sign up at dovetailapp.com. Today, we're taking a look at one of the PM roles, the Growth Product Manager. Do you enjoy working with data, getting excited about retention, and love finding new ways to grow your user base and revenue? If so, this could be just the role for you. Stay tuned to learn more about this position and how to get it with our guest, Canva product leader, Pius Binder.
Hi, I'm Pius Binder, and I'm a product manager with a strong focus on growth. For the last 2.5 years, I have been working at Canva. And before that, I worked 4.5 years at Facebook, started my own print-on-demand business, craftoak.com, which received awards for an outstanding product experience. And today, I'm very excited to be here and speak with you about my learnings on how to become a great growth product manager. Here's a quick overview of the day. I will introduce the topic briefly. What is a growth product manager? How to become a successful growth product manager? And concluding with a quick summary. My personal story is really about creativity and data. I think I'm one of the growth product managers with the most experience in experiments, aka A/B testing. There are many areas of product managers I don't understand that well, but overall, I led around 500 experiments across Facebook and Canva and my own business. Looking back, I think the combination of creativity and data is very helpful much later in my life. So for example, all the experiments I create every day and the successful ones are involving data and creative decision making. And you need to be a creative problem solver for that. I always wanted to become a product manager focusing on growth and experimentation. And it wasn't that easy. The first learning is when to listen and when not to listen to advice to become a product manager. Many people will help you, and don't be discouraged if someone tells you it is difficult to become a product manager. In fact, I think it's important to understand if I could become a product manager, it will be very easy for you as well. Second, it took me time to become a product manager. I thought multiple times of quitting my job I was in to get the role straight away. But I realized that at Facebook, I was doing already a lot of the work a product manager does. And there are different ways on doing product work. That's why I launched my own business to learn more holistically how to manage a product and business. It helped me significantly in applications afterwards, having made these learnings. And eventually, as you can see, I became a successful product manager. You can create your own path on helping you become a product manager. You don't have to be a product manager already. Third and last, focus on an angle that aligns with your passion. Do you want to run a lemonade shop if you hate lemonade? Probably not. Therefore, I choose focusing on growth and helping businesses through data-driven decision-making. This is what I'm really passionate about. There are many different avenues within product managers you can go down. I'm passionate about the focus on growth because you can create so much value for customers and companies like Canva, Facebook, or others. If you increase active users or revenue just by a tiny percentage, the impact can be amazingly big. I think this is a great responsibility I ensure in my work. For all the reasons before, I think its initiatives and platforms like productschool.com are very important to democratize the way of becoming a great product manager and reduce barriers to become a product manager. For example, for me, it was very difficult to become a product manager because at the time, there were no initiatives like Product School in place. And I really love seeing these type of initiatives and platform emerge. I think that's really great and will help the product craft to get more foundations and make it easier for others to enter as well, like yourself. What is a growth product manager? In short, the role of a product manager really involves loving data, basic design skill, and focusing on growth, which is either through revenue or focusing on active users. There are some of the characteristic of a growth product manager. Also acknowledge that any product manager will have to do the same. And this is based really on my own experience only. So what I'm doing more of in my day-to-day as a growth product manager. And this, again, is really based on my own experience. First, I work a lot on funnels, trying to understand how I can help close the gap of users churning from one step to another. For example, people landing on a specific part on a product and then engaging more or being acquired. Particularly, I work often at one stage of the funnel, for example, acquisition to retention or awareness to acquisition, with the end goal of influencing active users and revenue to go up and also create a positive user experience in parallel. All decisions on whether something works or doesn't work are informed through A/B tests and experiments. We really want to learn whether something worked or didn't work before allowing more people to experience it. I think this is a principle for many tech companies in the industry. Of course, data is not everything, but why would you release a change if it doesn't help measurable, help users or the business? Next, I need to make sure that everyone is aligned and gather lots of learnings in the product space. So it is really important that the quality and the speed in which experiments are released is high. So I need to make sure that we're doing this while keeping the user experience as great as possible for every feature and change we release in the product. Last, I need to make sure to help engineering data research and design stay connected to keep focusing on growth of active users or revenue. Correct the course if necessary. Also manage a team or right now even two teams and make sure that everyone has a good time while working on the future of the product. Next, I will share how to become a growth product manager and be great at it. I thought that maybe some of you are already working as a growth product manager. So I came up with 7 questions, which I thought can be helpful for you to evaluate how well you are doing. Each question can be scored an answer from a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest score and 5 the highest score. In the end, you can compute your own score and see where you're standing. If your score is higher, you are on the way to become a great growth product manager. If your score is lower, there's some opportunities for you to learn the craft or even find like mentors or sponsors. This helped me to set me up for success in the past, and I hope it will be of help for you as well. So the first question is, do you already work or study in a field which relates to growth and product-related problems? You could be an engineer, work as customer success, or be a student. For example, I worked in product operations, which is similar to customer success at Facebook. When I started to think about becoming a product manager, I had to help the page owners at even bigger scale. So you don't have to be a product manager to become a product manager. You might be already working in this field. It helps not only for a growth product manager, but also for any product manager to be excited to look at data, or at least imagine to build up this muscle further. One example here is Google Analytics, which I use to look at the performance of my own business. Translate this then into problems I need to solve for my own business and its users, and then make the actual changes in the interface. Especially in the beginning of my career, I used SQL a lot to help make data-driven decisions. I learned this while working for Facebook and was lucky enough to be empowered by my former manager. She invested heavily in me to allow me to get these data skills. And if you are in the position to learn more data skills, this is like really, really valuable, especially in the beginning as a product manager or growth product manager.
Product managers spend a lot of time talking to customers. Dovetail helps turn those conversations into better product decisions. With a highly accurate transcription engine and a suite of powerful analysis tools, thousands of product managers use Dovetail to make better, data-informed decisions about what solutions they should build next. Organizations the world over, like Atlassian, Canva, Nielsen Norman Group, Datadog, GitLab, Sketch, and Deloitte, use Dovetail to gain a greater understanding of their customers and build better products. Try now for free at dovetailapp.com.
Third, depending on the size of product you're working on, retention funnels can be very important to understand. Even if you only solve a small piece of the overall success in the product and company, improving retention and closing gaps in the funnel can determine the success and failure of a company. One of the leaders that really inspired me while working at Facebook was Alex Schultz from Meta Now, who speaks about the importance of retention and retention curves. The next one thing is that was always valuable at any company where suggesting changes in the product with actual mockups and designs. I started with sketches, with pen and paper, and then used different design tools later. Personally, I know I love to use Canva, of course, because I work there, and it's also like a great tool to use. And I put like screenshots of potential changes, which I can share then with my team or engineers or designers, get feedback, and then actually bring the changes live. This is just an example of my own business on how I use Canva and mockups. Many changes that you will introduce in the product won't lead to successful results. It means that you really need to be okay to fail. Will you actually impact the customer experience positive? As you can see with the number of experiments I ran over time, roughly only 1 in 10 is successful. I have learnings from over 6 years, which are outlined here, and across 500 experiments with Meta, Canva, and my own business. And that ratio of 1 to 10 is pretty much consistent. As you get more experience, you get better in making decisions, as experiments and learnings from one area of the product will carry over across the product and other areas. And you can test bigger changes, but overall the takeaway is you must be really okay to fail, because most changes won't lead to successful experiments. I'm not that good in that, because of course I want all my experiments to succeed. So that's something I need to improve myself. Will you be able to scale yourself and teach others how to focus on growth? This will likely not happen in the very beginning of your career, but there is a limit to how many changes you can do by yourself. Therefore, it is very critical that at some point, teach every member of the team how to focus on growth themselves, set up experiments herself or himself. Often, it is the responsibility of the product growth manager to do that and ensure the team has the resources and culture in place to focus on growth. Imagine if not only you by yourself, but also every engineer, designer, and other stakeholder can come up with exciting changes to make in the product and create ideas which will impact and grow significantly in the company. How exciting, and also how great for the business and customers, because now not only you, but everyone else can make the changes. Are you okay to advocate for potential controversial changes? This is based on my personal experience only. And not all the changes that you will release that will have big impact will be in agreement across the company with every stakeholder. Even if the data is showing strong signals and positive results, it is hard to move forward with something that is considered a non-desired user experience, in particular for notifications and pop-ups. Often these changes drive big impact on the customer experience and the business. As a growth product manager, I feel my responsibility is to do the right thing for both the customer and the business, improve through looking at the data and looking at the customer feedback that some of these changes might be beneficial, even though the user experience is not desired. Why is that? We often look at the customer experience when we manage the product day to day. So the feedback that we get in the companies and the product is often biased towards heavy users. So we need to make really sure that when we're releasing changes and we're looking at the data, we're looking at it holistically, not only through the lens of the employees and people using it heavily. This is not only something that a growth product manager needs to do, but probably any product manager. And you need to be prepared to negotiate those changes and potentially even say, oh, maybe I'm wrong about this change. Let's not move forward, even though the results are great. So it can go either way. So here is my personal rating. So I score only 75% of being a great growth product managers. I think the point here is really that even for experienced growth product managers like myself, I always need to learn and improve myself. So if you score like below 50%, that's great. And this is just like a small reminder for you to be motivated and keep investing in learning and studying to help you set you up for success and be a successful growth product manager yourself. So how to learn the actual craft? I think it is very simple. Like, it's either through study or practice, right? If you go to productschool.com, you will study it, and then you also need to practice it. So you can study and practice. If you study the product management craft, you can use productschool.com or platform or other platforms to learn and get better. It is also important to practice your skills, for example, through getting an internship, changing the focus of your role to more that aligns with product management activities in your current job. That's, for example, what I did in the past. Apply for product management roles and start roles which you think can help you to bridge a role to eventually become a product manager. That's also what I did. I did a combination of all the above. I always read up information about product management. I had time to practice through various roles, and I always exposed myself to work with engineers, designers, and product managers so I could learn from them on their way of working. Each team and company has a slightly different approach to how they manage the backlog, the product management craft, and that's important to remember. Last, I want to share the importance of finding a great mentor. I personally was very lucky with people who always believed in me and supported me on my journey, and whether they were managers, product marketing managers, or engineers, there were always people willing to help me in my career so I can become a growth product manager. So how do you find a great mentor? If you're working, you can find mentors in the company you are at the moment. This worked very well for me in my journey to become a product manager and growth product manager. You can always look outside your company as well, for example, through networking events. Particularly if your company is not that big, like the company I was at Facebook and Meta, it helps to go to networking events and get to know other people. And last, you can speak to professors or lecturers, if you're a student, for advice. Also, mentorship comes in different forms and shapes, and it's not a consistent experience. I had several mentors over a long period of time, and each of them teaching me different things. And last, and that's, I think, very critical, once you are a successful product manager, become a mentor yourself and help others. So as I'm here today, sharing my learnings, do the same when you are experienced to help others to grow. Otherwise, there won't be enough people to help us succeed, become product managers in the future. To sum up, people can come from any profession to become product managers. There are many ways to become a growth product manager or product manager, like myself, and it is not difficult to achieve that. Remember it. As a growth product manager, there's a strong focus on growth, experimentation, and data. You will likely own part of the entire funnel. I thought about 7 questions that can help you determine where you're standing as a growth product manager. Answer these questions to help you see your gaps and how to become a great growth product manager. To both study and apply your learnings in practice if you can. This will be a catalyst to help you set you up for success. And finally, really find also a mentor who can help you move into product management or growth product management. And last, big thank you for the Product Management School for allowing me to be here today, and all of you for listening, and have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.